How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. And hello to you all. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast. Daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports, found at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. They are amazing. Thank you so much to them for being part of the show. You can also head to their showroom, which is in Rockford, Michigan. And this is a great time of year because big sales on all side-by-sides, UTVs, ATVs, even an e-bike for Christmas. My God, all that stuff. Maybe even a go-kart. God, I would have loved to have a go-kart when I was growing up. We didn't have anything, man. Dad had a good job and made pretty good cheddar. You know, I think Dad probably made, I don't know, $60,000 to $70,000. Maybe $80,000 at his peak. But that's like 1974. $80,000 in 1974 to today. Let's see. That's equivalent to a $500,000 a year job. No, Dad sold the shit out of life insurance. Excellent, excellent salesman. Kenny's birthday is today. Happy birthday to Kenny. You know we love birthdays. I think every day is kind of like happy birthday for Kenny. Oh, it's not. It's not. It's technically not, but I just wanted to point it out anyway. Anyway, back to Dad. Yeah, Dad would go out and he'd sell like tons of life insurance and they'd pay him big cash. And I even have newspaper clippings from the intra-office publications. He's like the Wolf of Wall Street for the insurance industry, minus the corruption. And then it kind of all went weird because him and Mom got divorced in 1978. Now, I don't know what happened, but all I know is my mom didn't really have any money, and then my dad suddenly didn't have any money. So you'd think that if you got divorced, like, it would be okay if you're making that much cheddar. But no, it's like those two were destitute, both of them. It's like the marriage put them in a bad spot. Family members on my mom's side were quick to point out that my dad was a deadbeat in child support. And I do not believe that. I don't believe any of the shit that's said about my dad. You wouldn't believe how divisive this divorce was. It was so fucked up. My God, it was bad. There was a lot of messed up shit. Something that an 8-year-old shouldn't experience, you know? At the time, I didn't realize, you know, how bad it was. But looking back on it, it was really, really bad. When a kid's just eight, God damn, I cannot imagine that. If any of you are going through that, oh, fuck. If there's a better way out, reconcile, figure it out. Jesus Christ. Jason Tierney is here. He is known as J-Dog Sparky. Sorry, I just doxed you. He's got the day off, I guess. Do you for a living do like all those gig economy jobs still? Oh, okay. Still driving, but different capacity. Driving the school bus. You know, you'd be great at that job. You really would. You would be fantastic at that job. I'm glad you're doing that job. And still does the gig work on the side. Yeah, glad you're here. Go Blue Jason says, Zahner, give us an update on your slumlord aspirations north of the hard living line. Yeah, what started out hot and heavy has cooled, but I still want to do that. I just can't do it right now. But that doesn't mean eventually that I won't. I definitely want that to happen. Buy a piece of property with a house on it and rent it out in a touristy area. You make a ton of money. Maureen says, I think Kenny's birthday is actually in March, the 5th or the 7th, but I'm not positive. So we just got hammered with a ton of snow. Snow and cold and wind and blustery. Oh, my God. It's a catastrophe. When I was on doing the Insane Asylum on Q100, they got it even more thoroughly up north. And so I'm there doing the show, and I guess all the schools are closed down. And JC reaches out to me and says, hey, are you doing all the school closings? Now, I hadn't done even one of them. I didn't even know that was a thing radio stations do anymore. You know, like, all right, students in this county, you got the day off. Students in this county, you got to go to school. I would have actually have liked to have done that. But it never really even occurred to me because I don't think that happens anymore on any radio station. But this is north of the hard living line. So things are a little bit, you know, it's still 1982 up there. People were probably, the way he described it, people were gathered around the radio by candlelight waiting to find out if their school was closed. So when he said, hey, EZ, did you do all the school closings? I responded with, yeah. And he wrote, good. Yeah, we're getting hammered up here. I go, oh, yeah, I know. I'm all over it. I've been every hour on the fives. Kenny adds north of the hard living line where they don't have internet, apparently. Nobody needs that mentioned on the radio. Precisely. Without a doubt. But still, it was discussed. So now, schools are closed. Pooh Bear is here. This changes my day dramatically. Because being that I am responsible for the dogs, I mean, that's a pretty fair amount of time to get them ready, get them out, get them back in the house. And especially this time of year because they have to all get on their sweaters, and I have to bundle up and put my stupid boots on, and it's a shit show outside, and it's fucking freezing. It's a nightmare. So that is a huge... This is like a Saturday for me now that I don't have to do that. I mean, she can do her thing. I mean, not that I won't do it. I'm just saying it makes all of this easier. Bob says, did he fix the tower light yet? You know, that was asked yesterday, but I don't know who asked it. So I don't know because I haven't been up there to Q100 in a couple of months. But that is a true thing, and it needs to be addressed. So you've got this tower at several hundred feet high. And I wandered outside of the radio station to talk to the deer and the turkeys and puff, puff on a Newport. And I turned around and I took one look at the tower. I go, what the fuck? There is not one light on that tower that's illuminated. That's a huge no-no, massive fine. Not to mention, we're just a hop, skip, and a jump up there away from the largest National Guard base in the U.S., where at any one time, there's like 25 birds in the sky. You don't want to have your tower unlit. Remember there was that clip of a helicopter that went into a tower somewhere not that long ago? I sent that to Ding Dong. And I said, dude, this is going to be you. Because that tower didn't have the... It was the same thing. Some jackass didn't have the tower lights fixed. So it was dark. Fucking helicopter hit it. Everybody died. Dude, this is going to be you. And I got the old, you know, it's not that easy. You know, you got to get a qualified person to climb up there. It isn't like just changing a light bulb. And I go, yeah, I know. I know exactly what it takes. I know exactly what tower climbers charge, too. It's a lot of money to get them to do that because it's a huge risk for them to go up the tower. I'm like, okay, I don't know. Scrape your fucking pennies together. And this is not a back burner thing. This is not I'll get to it when I get to it. This is H-O-T, hurry on this. Ryan says, thank God they haven't invented aviation up there yet. Bob says, JC is going to be responsible for taking out a formation of Blackhawks. Oh, my God. So, no, I would guess that has not been taken care of yet. But I love those people. And I will be actually going up north on Sunday, not to the radio station, but to a casino. I'm actually going up Saturday, spending the night in the hotel, of the casino, waking up Sunday. And then at about 1:30, there's a poker tournament that I'm in. I know how to play poker, but I don't play poker. We're probably going to play, what's that goddamn game? Up and down the river, Texas Hold'em. I don't know. I'm most familiar with five-card draw, five-card stud, seven-card draw, seven-card stud. I'm not sure what game we'll be playing, but I'll be with JC and Joe Mama, and I forget who else. Maybe Randy, the Roadrunner. And, we're doing a Toys for Tots fundraiser. And if you spend like $150, you get $10,000 in chips. And I think that's what they said. And when I heard that, I'm like, that sounds unbelievable. So can you get like $150, drop it down, get your $10,000 in chips, go around the corner and cash out and get 10 large? That can't be the way it is, right? And if you bring a toy, an unwrapped toy, you get like even more chips. So if you want to go up north to Petoskey, Michigan, to Odawa Casino, you can go. Matt says, is the casino still in a teepee? I don't think so. I know that this is another Indian reservation casino, and that's the way it works. Native Americans on their land, they build these casinos. This is like part of the reparations. And I love this. This is something that absolutely is a thing that should be a thing. And if you have heritage, Native American heritage, you get some of that cheddar. So I don't know what the percentage is. And I remember when I was going to school at Central Michigan University, they had just started the casino business. And it was just, I'm not kidding you, it was a pole barn with card tables to play poker. And then now it's a juggernaut. There is a certain percentage that if you have Native American in you and you live, I believe you have to live on the reservation, you then are entitled to a certain amount of money generated by the casino. This is the way the United States is trying to compensate people of Native American heritage who were whose ancestors were murdered in the American genocide. Some of you are like, wait, what? No, that's true. That actually happened. I was talking with Madison about that. And she got quite an education now. I don't dare get into an argument with her. But she was telling me about the American genocide, that exact thing. I go, yeah, I know. Rebecca says, I don't think you have to live on the reservation. Oh, really? I didn't know that. Maureen says, make sure you wear sunglasses while you play, easy. Short Fuse Linda says, my mom visited the casino in Mount Pleasant more than she visited me. Linda had several impactful moments on yesterday's Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. We had a very interesting moment, probably the most interesting, entertaining moment on the podcast last night on Patreon. And it was when we were discussing Nick the electrician, or Arena Nick, as he's sometimes known. Or maybe we should call him Casanova Rick. We had a lot of discussions on the podcast. He's known as ArcFlash480 in the chat here. And Nick has been chit-chatting with the ladies online. And then he's... The way it is, I guess, nowadays, is all you have to do is have a little bit of a conversation, either electronically or maybe over the phone, and then women go over to your house and have sex with you. They travel great distances to have sex with you. Now, when I heard that, I said, it can't be that way, is it? And then the question was asked, how are you able to do that, Nick? And he says, because I'm a charming pig. In fact, it may be that a new segment was birthed. I forgot what Amy referred to it as, but it should be a regular segment about his experiences. And we've been talking about this on this show, and we got into it in a little more detail on the Patreon about the woman who drove 4 to 5 hours from north of the bridge in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan all the way to have sex with Nick. Now, this was hot on the heels of the one-night stand he had with Hunka Hunka Cheese. It was, the title had something about a hard living line dating update with Nick. And so that all, it was fantastic. There was even one moment when we started talking about something particular about Nick, and he got embarrassed. His face turned bright red. And the ladies on the show were, they cannot believe at how these women will sight unseen drive all the way to Nick's house to bone. Maureen says, I thought he didn't bone hunk of cheese lady. You know, now that you mention it, I'm not entirely sure that that did happen with Time for Timer, hunk a hunk of cheese lady. Nick said that she looked like that character from Saturday morning cartoons, Time for Timer. It was a big piece of cheese, round with legs. You'll have to confirm or deny, Nick, if you boned hunk of cheese. Amy says, every time I hear hunk of cheese, I just about die. He says, nope, not with hunk of chunka. Hey, it's Eric Zane for one of my favorite sponsors, uncommongoods.com. Now, when you shop at uncommongoods.com, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Uncommongoods.com have searched all around the globe to get some of the most amazing makers of handcrafted products that are made in small amounts. Shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Seriously, just go check out the selection from all the different types of amazing products and gifts that you can get at uncommongoods.com. From holiday host and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits for everyone, from book lovers to diehard sports fans. Just shop around. I'm telling you, the folks who get the gifts purchased through uncommongoods.com are always going away satisfied and happy and giving you a look like, how did you think of this amazing, awesome gift? Basically, all you need to do is go to uncommongoods.com, and I'm going to give you 15% off your next gift. All you have to do is go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Tyler says the internet has made random boning easier than ever. You're not kidding. Tophus was in on the chat too. Now, he said his microphone was busted, so he couldn't comment. But this is the first time ever that Tophus has been like in the presence of Kenny. Because if you remember those dark days when Kenny got super pissed off at Tophus and Corey was ugly. I barely remember what the fuck it was about. It didn't matter. Oh, it was about the smile incident. No need to rehash that. But those two were together and everything was all good. And then Kenny started to say horrible things to him, which I'm glad that that happened. Because, you know, Kenny throughout all of that was like so pissed off and everybody was siding with Tophus. I was siding with Kenny about the aggressive behaviors of Tophus and Corey. But on last night's show, Kenny insulted Tofus first on yesterday's show. And he says that's a complete and total lie. That is not. You absolutely did that. There was two comments. Two people threw Tofus under the bus. Nick did, because he said Tofus was living in his mom's basement. And then you insulted him too. Don't tell me that you didn't do that. I even pointed it out in the show. Now, nothing came of it because Tofus just was quiet. There you go. And Kenny now is pointing out, first Kenny says, I did not do that. That's a lie. And then Kenny just retyped the insult. So in one entry on this chat, he says that's a lie. And then in the second one, he retypes the insult. That's not true. This is what I said. And the quote was, I said that's usually where keyboard warriors reside. Yeah, that's an insult. Okay? That is insulting. So don't ever, ever tell me that you are some innocent pedestrian minding his own business. You absolutely tried to restoke that fight last night. Don't you ever, ever try to tell me otherwise. You just admitted it. Ben says, Kenny is such a dick to Tofus. It's just wrong. I know it. And he's the worst kind of bully. You know? Because, you know, all of that stuff that went on, and then it dies down, and Kenny's like, oh, I'm so hurt. I'm so mad. Oh, rah, 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 mad. Fuck you. You're blocked. You're dead to me. You're dead to me. You're dead to me. And then he insults him. You can't do that. That is so mean. It's very bullying behavior by you and Nick to Tofus, who was just minding his own business. I don't understand that. Why you had to do that. Here it is, the holidays. Everybody's loving each other. Aram agrees and says it was a very pretty harsh insult. See? Tofus says, when I get insulted, I roll with it. When Kenny gets insulted, he throws a fit and blocks everyone. Well, that did happen. I mean, it's unfortunate, but that did actually happen. You know, if you're all about peace and love and wanting everybody to get along and all that shit, you can't go and aggressively attack someone like a shock jock. Aram, who was kind of like the voice of reason on this show, he says everyone was having a good time and Kenny made it awkward. Tofus adds, I am one of the most flawed human beings on the planet. I have no problem with people pointing that shit out. So I think this kind of snuck up on us. I think anyone who has ever said any horrible things about Tofus is in fact a horrible individual. Clearly, this is a sensitive, sweet soul who has nothing but love and respect for everyone. Big Fraud Wednesday didn't end there, though. In addition to talking about Nick's sexual exploits and every woman in that group, and I think Guy, I mean, I was blown away with Nick raw dogging some strange. Numerous questions. It was a Q&A. Thus, a new segment may have been born. Kenny is now aggressively calling Tofus names. I don't understand. You're doubling down. Now you're saying that you can't say that in one breath that you're no bully and tell me to go fuck myself. And then you start insulting the man. He hasn't said anything bad about you today. In fact, all that is has gone away. He says, Tofus is a dick. He fills up the chat with hatred every few days. I don't miss him one bit. Tofus says Kenny is mad because I don't like Trump and creepy people. Well, I don't know about that. That's kind of bullshit. Kenny says, what do you understand? 2 weeks ago, you said he and Corey went too far. Yeah, I know, but you two went to your separate corners. That's how this all got started again. You're in your separate corners. The fight is over. And then you started firing off insults. That's rude, man. I mean, how do you expect for this to ever be repaired? Chris says he changes the topic. Thank you, Chris. The way the Ben and Eric show ended last night was incredible. Amanda had the line of, but I knew both of them. You must check this out. If you hadn't heard that, the revelation about Amanda. Let's just put it this way. Amanda's big pleasure zone in her body, her androgynous zone. I don't think it's called that. Anyway, the zone where she gets pleasure is the same spot where today's BK broiler is going to fly out of her 5 hours after she consumes it. It's time to reach out to Kyle from a company that used to market on the show. This is very important that we do this because we've established some weirdo superstition that the success of the Detroit Lions depends on his presence on this show. So let's do that. Watch your ears.
Alexan.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Oh, hey, Dad, I'm doing good, Dad.
Are you doing dumpster work today?
Yeah. We delayed a little bit this morning because I thought there was going to be like a crazy storm going on, but it's not too crazy out here.
Yeah, it's all the schools are closed and shit like that.
Yeah, which hell yeah, you're good for the kids. It's too bad we can't do that for the adults, but whatever.
You know, that's always a bummer for like people who like work and they depend on the kids going to school.
Right.
And then
I didn't think about that when I was a kid, but yeah, dude, straight up that could fuck up a whole paycheck, dude.
Now, when I was growing up, I didn't have to worry about my mom waking me up because when I woke up, everybody was gone and I had to, like, get myself off to school.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hell yeah.
At a young age because my mom and dad broke up and my mom had to get a job. It was fucked up.
Oh, shit. I see. Yeah, that's a whole thing of trauma right there, dude.
But the good news was, I had a deep enough voice that if I didn't want to go to school, I would just call the school and say, yeah, this is Eric's dad. He's not going in.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, I tried when I was in elementary school, I tried the classic thing where I was like in trouble for something and I signed the paper as my parents and I got fucking busted. But, you know, I tried it.
I've got people in the chat here, Kyle, saying thank God he answered the phone because they don't want to fuck up the karma what we got going with our Detroit Lions.
I know, straight up, 10 weeks in a row you've called me, and 10 weeks in a row we fucking won, dude. And I feel good about that. But, yeah, obviously the fucking, I'm a little scared. And I'm not scared, let me say that. But we got fucking, we just signed a bunch of dudes from grocery stores for this week, and they're probably going to play. So I'm hoping that we fucking nail it, dude, but it's going to be a good game for sure.
Yeah, I saw that. They're picking up a bunch of guys from, like, practice squads and shit like that.
Yeah. And I mean, some of them, two of them are older dudes, but, like, were formerly pretty fucking good. So I'm hoping they can, I hope Dan Campbell just, like, fucking ignites some youthful fucking stuff in them, dude, and they just fucking go nuts. But, yeah, I'm pumped, dude. It's a primetime game. We're going out to Uccello's on fucking Lake Michigan, and a bunch of people are going to watch the game. So it's going to be cool, dude.
Yeah, That is great. I am also worried about the game, though, because of all the injuries. And the Packers are pretty damn good.
Yeah, but Jordan Love's fucking dumb, dude. He's going to throw another pick six. I can feel another pick six coming. I don't think it's going to be from Kirby, but I think we're going to get another pick six, dude. And I think it's going to be relatively close. The Bears game, I mean, that was just a fucking – you could not convince me that either Vegas or the fucking, like, NFL execs were like, hey, we got to make this game good. Because there was fucking – I never seen so many holding penalties on the Bears that just, like, were ignored in my fucking life. And then all that crazy shit that happened. They're just trying to make it a good game, dude. But I was not worried about that so much. But this is going to be a good game, dude. This is going to be fucking, like – I'm gonna say we're gonna win by 6 points, dude.
Okay. Now, so when you were watching that Bears game, so after that guy got sacked, that quarterback Caleb Williams, they still had plenty of time and a timeout, and then it got weird. What were you thinking as that unfolded?
Well, Dave, let me set this fucking setting for you here, right? So it's Thanksgiving, so I'm at my parents' house, right? And so I don't generally watch Lions games with my dad. Well, I did a lot when I was a kid, right? But my dad would get fucking pissed, dude. I just remember that from my childhood, dude. If the Lions are doing bad and or we're getting screwed by the refs, he's like, I'm turning the fucking thing off, you know what I mean? Just like one of those dudes, right?
Yeah.
So... And I have my own family. I can watch the games however the fuck I want. So, like, I just keep it chill, whatever, right? But, so, we're at my parents' house, so I'm thrust back into that environment, right? And, of course, shit's going wrong for us. So, my dad's getting fucking pissed, right? So, then, I'm getting pissed, right? Because now I'm older. Like, I'm the age of him when I was a kid, right? So, I'm getting pissed, right? And, like, I can feel, like, this energy flowing through me. So, then it's like... I'm uncomfortable, and then, like, when that whole sequence happened at the end, I still had, like, some angst inside of me. But then I'm like, there was 9 kids there, right? But I'm, like, in the living room, I'm like, what the fuck are they doing? Like, up to the Bears, like, I'm saying to the Bears, I'm like, what the fuck are they doing? Did they waste so much time? And then they did that last play, and, like, they fucking threw the incompletion. I was like, that fucking game. And then my wife or Blue was like, hey, like, what are you doing? And then, like, my sister ran in and was like, will you shut up?
Okay,
and
so like, you were actually saying the bad words in front of all the kids.
Oh yeah, dude. I don't give a fuck, dude. I was fired up, dude.
Oh shit.
It was It was not like we've been blessed with like beatdowns where like you can just be relaxed the whole fucking game. But I was on pins and needles, dude, and so that energy had to get out of me somehow, and it came out in the form of fuck and damn and stuff.
Yeah, that was fucked up. I thought for sure they lost it. You could just sense it. Last time I felt that way was San Francisco NFC Championship game. I said, oh, fuck. All the momentum. We're fucked.
I know,
fucked.
Dude. It was fucking, I mean, okay, if the whole game was close, that'd be one thing, but, like, we went to prison for raping them in the first half, dude. Like, they were fucked in the first, dominated the first half. And it was like, what the fuck happened, dude? Like, we obviously know their coach has joined Jared Goff on the Astro plane. Their coach is retarded, dude. So, like, what speech could he give at halftime, or what adjustments could they make to, like, suddenly start beating our ass? So that's why I was on pins and needles, dude. Like, that first half, I was riding high, dude. I was having a good old time, dude.
I think, you know, the fact that it could have easily have been like 42-0 at the half. And it was only 16 to nothing.
Yeah, dude. That would have been bad. Yeah, it was just one of those games. But yeah, hopefully we got it out of our system and we fucking just, the Packers are just going to get fucked up tonight by 6.
All right. So you're going to stay up and watch it.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I'll be up all fucking night, dude. I'll be at your cellos and I'll be drinking like a lot of like or Coke or Pepsi, whatever they have there. Because I won't be slamming brewski, so I'm going to have like a caffeine content that could kill a small child inside me. So I'll be up late, dude.
And this is the Uccellos on Lake Michigan?
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
All right, Stevie said she might come see you.
Hell yeah. Yeah, tell her to come on by, dude. We're going to have a bunch of dudes there. We're going to be having a good time.
She has white hair. She looks like a cute version of Gandalf from Lord of the Rings.
No, yeah, we dropped off a dumpster for her before. I know what she looks like.
Okay. All right. Anything else that we need to discuss family-wise, friend-wise? I don't know. Anything at all that you want to get off your chest?
You know, let me think about this here, Zane. It's been actually a pretty good little two-week span that nothing fucking crazy has happened to me. I will say this is not an original thing to say because every year everybody always says it, but of course the first day it snowed, you know, I live by Grand Valley, which is all where all the dumbass college girls live. And I fucking, that first day it snowed, I was driving up Fillmore, Cottonwood to Fillmore to get up back, you know, on the backside of Grand Valley.
Right.
There were so many, like, 18 to 21-year-old girls in the ditch, dude. And there was actually, right by 36th Avenue on Fillmore there was actually two girls with the same exact car in the same ditch, like 10 feet from each other. It was fucking wild, dude. It was just like, I don't think I've ever seen that many people in the ditch on the first day of the snow. And I was just laughing, dude. I'm just like, you gotta be fucking kidding me, dude.
I think that of all the things on the planet, especially in the U.S., you know how it's all like equality, equality, equality. Like a girl, a lady can do this just as good as a man.
Not at driving.
The asterisk is they excel at everything even better than men in most scenarios. I would agree with that. At women, at driving, women are a pile of shit.
Straight up, like, hey, if I need someone to make me a list and then make sure I'm doing that list, give me a woman. But if I want to drive somewhere, I'll sit in the fucking driver's seat.
Oh, dude. Yeah. You are rolling the dice with your life if a female is driving. And now there are exceptions, but 99.99% of them suck shit.
I know. It's actually when I was leaving the house this morning, Blue was looking out the window and she was like, yeah, I'm not going to work today. Because she can work from home like a lot of the times if she needs to. So she was like, I'm working from home today. I'm like, yeah, that's my girl, dude. That's what I'm talking about.
Yep. All right. I'm gonna expand on that point here in a second, but thank you as always. Go Lions, and we'll reconvene.
Yep, I love you guys. I'm saying 30-24 Lions, baby.
All right, I got it down.
All right, sounds good.
Okay.
All right, love you guys. Deucey.
See ya. That's Kyle from a company that used to market here. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.